Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. That's right, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. So excited to have all of our listeners tuning in from all across the world wide web. Hello, those that are listening from Twitter, twitter.com. Hey there. Hello, those that are listening from Facebook. How y'all doing? Those that are listening from all across the world wide web, we appreciate you here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Listen, today's show, as always, has packed jam with great guests, so we want to jump right on in and let you know who's going to be on today's show. We are opening up today's show with an author spotlight. We'll be talking to Shayna Johnson Burton. I'm telling you what, she's the author of Flawfully Wedded Wives. I said it. You're going to get to hear all about it. And then we're going to go into our second spotlight, which is an artist spotlight with Toby and Tommy. And listen, this female duo, you have seen them before. They are background vocalists with Donald Lawrence and the company. They've appeared on the Stellars, the Grammy Awards, the Dove Awards, TBN, many other television networks. They have a new project that they're working on, and we're going to talk to them about the newest single that they have out, kind of getting the buzz out about the project called Light. So we're going to chat it up with them. And then our third segment will feature Minister Ty Berkeley, and I'm telling you what, he is a Christian rap artist. He infuses his gift around Christ into rap music so that he can impact the youth. He's also a worship leader, a minister, and also a motivational speaker. So we're going to be talking to him. He's right from the capital city of Richmond by way of Baltimore, but we're going to be chatting up with him. So you don't want to go anywhere at all. Of course, this is your girl, Charvette. So make sure you're following me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Yes, and Facebook.com/Charvette. And, of course, as always, you can go to my main website, which is Charvette.com. All right, so we're jumping right on in. Again, to our very first segment. As I mentioned, I have hanging out in the virtual green room. I'm going to be bringing her to the mic right now, Miss Shayna Johnson Burton, and she has written a new release. She has a brand new release, Flawfully Wedded Wives. Just when Sullivan, Lawson, Tina, Angela, and Reginelle finally think they've gotten their life figured out, fate steps in and throws them all a curveball, adding fuel to the drama that seems to follow the ladies wherever they go. I know that whets your appetite. We're bringing to the mic right now Ms. Shayna Johnson Burton. Hello, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hello, girl. Thank you for having me.
Oh,
so
you are welcome.
I'm so excited about being on your show today, because I think this is the first time I've done your show.
Yes.
So I'm, super excited.
Oh, awesome. So listen, we want to jump in, and certainly you are an author. You have other books out, Suddenly Single and First Comes Love and Cat Chasing and Flaws and All and Flawless. But this brand new release, we want to jump right on in, Flawfully Wedded Wives. So first of all, the title, there's definitely a pun intended there. So tell us how you came up with the title for the actual book release.
Well, you know, this is the third installment in my Flaw series, so all of the book titles have the word flaw in it. You know, the first one was Flaws and All, the second one was Flawless, and for the title for this one, I knew I wanted to keep flaw in it, and I actually did an article about a year or so ago. And it was titled Flawfully Wedded Wives, and I wasn't even, you know, thinking about using it as the book title at that time. But, you know, once I started really working on the book, and I just kind of figured that would be the perfect title, because these are definitely some flawed women, and it just fits them to a T.
Wonderful. And certainly this is in the urban Christian genre of books, so you definitely offer something that is spicy and juicy, but then you are able to kind of walk that fine line, right?
Oh, I'm like really just sort of teetering on the line because these are so bad. They're struggle Christians. So, you know, they're struggle Christians, and I mean, but they're very human, very real. I do not try to profess to write about, you know, goody goodies and women or people who do the right thing all the time. So, you know, it's definitely a process for them and definitely a struggle, just like it is for most people. So I definitely try to make the characters, you know, human and relatable.
Okay, wonderful. So let's jump right on in and talk about, describe some of the main characters. So I mentioned some of them there. Sullivan, tell us about Sullivan.
Okay, Sullivan is our first lady of Mount Zion Ministries. All the women attend the same church, and so she's the first lady, but she's definitely not your typical first lady. She is probably somebody who the pastor should be ministering to. You know, she's very sort of flamboyant, kind of does what she wants to do when she wants to do it, doesn't really think about the consequences. You know, she's been known to dabble in and out of different relationships, both while married and single. So she's definitely sort of the troublemaker. But she, while she, you know, she has that side of her, she definitely has a side where she is very loyal to her friends. The friends are like her sisters. And at this point, now she was very sort of wayward in the first couple of books. She's baby stepping it, but she's trying to act like she has a little sense now. So I do try to show growth with each of the characters with each book. So she's definitely not the same Sullivan she was in book one. But we're going to still keep her in that struggle Christian category, though.
Struggle Christian.
Yeah.
All right.
Still struggling.
All right. So, yes, tell us about Lawson.
Lawson is sort of the mother figure of the group. She's the really moral one, and she tries to keep everybody in line. The problem with that is, you know, she can keep everybody else in line, but she can't keep herself in line. So, I didn't write her with the intention of creating her to be sort of self-righteous. I just sort of wanted her to be the conscious and the moral compass of the group, but that's sort of what it evolved into. But so she's the one who really wants to do the right thing. She's very principled. She tries to stick to those principles as it relates to everybody but herself.
Wow, sweep around your own front door before you try to sweep around that.
Her door is just like up to the seal with trash because she can tell you everything wrong with your door. She's that big.
Oh, wow. Listen, if you just tuned in, we say hello. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show and our author spotlight talking to Miss Shayna Johnson Burton, a brand new release, Flawfully Wedded Wives. You can get it on Amazon, all those places. And we're just talking about the main characters. All right, so talk about Keena.
Okay, Keena, she's probably changed the most in all the books. In the first book, she was going through a domestic violence situation with her husband, and her son ends up killing the husband. And so she is really trying to figure out who she is and trying to, you know, sort of, you know, just find out her identity. But she identified with that marriage and being his wife for so long, and now she's trying to rediscover who Keena is. Unfortunately, she is not going about that in the most productive way. In this book, she's been on a reality show, a weight loss reality show. She was overweight in the first two books. So she's gotten slimmed down, and she's won this money from the show, but it's definitely gone to her head. And so she really is not the same person. While she's not the doormat she was in the first book, she's gone the complete opposite end to where she is a witch for the most part now. And I don't want to say witch, but my key is in the car. she's gone the total other end of the spectrum. So to see her sort of metamorphosis into that, this new Keena she's evolved into.
All right, and now Angel. Tell us about Angel.
Angel is another one who, you know, like, she's sort of a mix of Lawson and Sullivan. She really wants to do the right thing, but the Sullivan side of her always takes over. She really follows her heart. She doesn't really think first. She just kind of, you know, hopeless romantic, and the first sign that a man shows some interest in her, you know, she's on it and just sort of dives in head first without thinking about the consequences, and it always backfires on her. And I think a lot of women are like that. You know, we're so happy to find a good man, and we sort of get that relationship our all, or that person our all, and it's dealt with nothing. And so that's sort of the path that she's on in this book, and really with all of them. But she's just sort of that hapless friend who just can't seem to make a relationship work.
Wow. And then Reginelle.
Reginelle is my sort of wild card character. She's Lawson's little sister, and she's very sort of starry-eyed. She has dreams of being a singer, and her chosen career path, and she doesn't want to take the traditional route, so her decision has been to, well, let me be a dancer. And you know what dancer is sold for. So she decides she's going to be a dancer and try to get into the industry that way. So that was her struggle with the first two books. And now in this book, she's engaged and happens to be engaged to her sister's, to the father of her sister's child. But
wait a minute. She's engaged to the father of her sister's child.
That book two drama. That was the book two messiness. Yeah, she's engaged to her sister's baby. I hate saying baby daddy, but she's engaged to the sister's baby daddy.
We can say baby father. Does that feel about a baby's father?
Yeah, okay, baby father. She's engaged to him, but he's really sort of a, you know, straight-laced guy. He's a school teacher, so she really can't be this wild, you know, stripper that she is accustomed to being. So she's just really kind of caught in the middle of the person that she's trying to become and the person she used to be. And it's just, you know, the transition for her is not as easy as she thought it was going to be.
Wow. Yeah. So certainly we can hear from all of Sullivan and Lawson and Kena and Angel and Reginelle that there are a lot of things going on, a lot of personalities, a lot of drama.
Yeah, I actually feel schizophrenic writing for them because, you know, it's so much. I have to get into everybody's head and make sure everybody has their own distinct voice. And it's a challenge, but I love it.
Wow. So what would you say for those that are looking for a new book for the summer, looking for a new book? And actually, when I posted your YouTube commercial, so listeners, you can actually go out and see, book trailer, YouTube book trailer, you can go out and see that. One of my Facebookers said, oh, I was looking for a new book. This looks interesting. So what do you say? Yeah, what do you say to people that are, you know, considering your book as their next purchase? What would you say that would make them grab this book?
Okay, well, first thing I need to clarify, because I don't want people to pick up, it's Christian fiction, but I don't want people to pick it up expecting, like, a bunch, you know, sermons and to be preached to, because it is Christian fiction, but it's like contemporary Christian. So it's not like that sort of church fiction. So I definitely don't want someone to pick up the book. If your life is miserable and you are already screwed up, this book is not going to help you. So make it so
now that's an authentic response right there.
Putting that out there. But, you know, it's,
you want to go
really
to the self-help section. There, you
right.
We want to steer you to the self-help section.
The most this will do is make you feel better about your life and that you are not as crazy as these women. So that, you know, you might find some comfort in that. But definitely somebody who wants a fun read, and if you like books that focus on you know, relationships and especially friendships, I would think that this book is probably more women's lit than anything else. But, you know, if you're looking for a good read that is, you know, with characters you can relate to and storylines that you can relate to. Because in this story, we have to, you know, I get into, you know, abortion issues and abandonment issues for parents and
yeah.
dealing with fallout from affairs and, you know, love children and money issues. So it gets into, definitely gets into issues and things that we deal with in everyday life. So it's a book that I think all women, you know, male and female, can relate to. I don't do the male bashing thing. I don't think I bash women either, but I think that my male characters are far more trifling, it's no other word. They're far more trifling than the male characters. They really are. But, you know, but and I do try to create them to be whole characters. So while they may be crazy, you at least know why they're crazy.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So how can people get a hold of Flawfully Wedded Wives?
You know, like you said earlier, definitely Amazon, Black Expressions, if they like hardback, Barnes & Noble, Books & Mail, you know, basically any major bookstore chain is going to be in there. You know, the independent chains, I try to hit as many as I can. They're kind of,
right.
you know, you don't really know if you can't keep this, you know, track of those as easily as you can with the bookstore chain. But I do believe in most independent stores will carry, especially if they carry African-American books anyway, you should be able to find it.
All right. Well, listeners, there you have it. Live from author Shayna Johnson-Burton. Pick up Flawfully Wedded Wives.
Girl, you use my full name. Look at you.
Yeah. Your full government.
I don't hear my full name that often, but you got all three names in there. That's all
I
right.
want to make sure they can find you and find
my mama would love that. She would
yeah.
love it. She gets mad if we don't put the Johnson on there. You the Johnson long would even a first, so she would
yeah.
love to hear you say that. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Flawfully Wedded Wives. Pick it up for your next summer read on the airplane, on your cruise, getting the kids back to their schedule. So pick it up. Last question for you. The goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What continues to motivate you?
You know what? I don't even know if it's a motivation or it's a personality flaw, but I get bored very easily.
Uh-huh.
Including getting bored with myself. So I have to keep it moving, you know, one, just for my own sanity. And definitely what motivates me, you know, going back to my spiritual roots, I know that God has a purpose and a plan for me.
Yeah.
And it would be the worst thing in the world to me to get to heaven and for God to tell me I didn't do what he wanted me to do. I didn't do what I was supposed to do. So just trying to live within that purpose motivates me. My children definitely motivate me. They motivate me to keep writing these books because we have to eat. So
yeah.
they motivate me. And just the readers. I get so much feedback and emails and people telling me how much the book affected them and how,
yeah.
it's great to entertain. And as a writer, you know, obviously you want people to be entertained. But for the books to just really touch people, that means the world to me. I've had people email me, you know, telling me they were praying for my character. So, you know, when
wow.
I get an email like that, it lets me know I've done my job. And so that's
wow.
definitely a motivator.
Well said. Well, thank you so much for stopping by. People can connect with you on Facebook, right?
Yes, ma'am. I have Twitter and all that, but my Twitter account is so – they're probably going to just take me off Twitter. It's so neglected. just tell them. Facebook. Just don't even worry about Twitter. Just follow me on Facebook.
Follow Shayna Burton on Facebook. Well, thank you so much for stopping by the show.
Okay, thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, listeners, listen, we have a very, very, very quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back. I see my next guests are hanging out in the virtual green room. Hopefully they're enjoying some virtual snacks. I'm going to be talking to the dynamic female duo. I'm telling you what, Toby and Tommy, I have been following them since MySpace. Yes, I said it, since MySpace. Do you remember MySpace? I've been following and keeping up with them since then, and I'm excited to have them on the show, talk about their upcoming project, and you get to hear their new single. So don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
In the newly released book, I Didn't Know, by Yvette Allen Tatum, the many faces of child abuse, from the victims to the abusers, are exposed and brought to the forefront. Yvette believes the only tragedy greater than the actual crime of child abuse is the ignorance of the silence of the abuse. Pick up your copy of I Didn't Know by Yvette Allen Tatum online at YvetteAllen-Tatum.com. That's YvetteAllen-Tatum.com.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
Welcome back. As always, thank you so much for all those that are tuning in, listening in from Twitter and from Facebook. We love you guys. Thank you so much here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world, the wide web. Listen, I'm going to the mic right now. I'm bringing on air two dynamic ladies. I need you to get excited and be happy to hear from and put your hands together for Toby and Tommy. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
And y'all did it in unison. How are y'all doing?
How are you?
I am awesome. I'm so excited to have you guys on the show. For real, for real.
Absolutely. We're so excited to be on with you today.
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you, you guys, you all represent so well. You always look good. You always sound good. I came across I think it was a YouTube video where you all did just a sample of Love on Top by Beyonce. And when I tell you, y'all crushed it, I was like, please, can they record this?
Lord Jesus.
I
well,
know
thank you.
You.
We were just having fun. Someone requested for us to do it, and we was like, you know what? We're going to do it. So we did it. It was fun, though.
Oh, my goodness. Listeners, you have to go to YouTube and just look that up, Toby and Tommy. All right, so let's jump in. Tell our listeners a little bit about how you all started singing, how music ministry started for the both of you, your sisters, and 4 years apart, 5 years apart. So tell us how music ministry started, and Toby, we'll start with you.
Well, how we started, of course, we're sisters, so we've been singing all of our lives, of course. Our mother, Ernestine White, one thing we could say about her, she has always encouraged us and pushed us to practice and to sing. She would teach us how to breathe and how to pronounce words. And of course, it's always been a dream of ours to stay together as sisters and to minister together and just travel the world together and just minister to people. Because, you know, there's nothing like having a sister, especially your blood sister, someone that's constantly with you all the time. And our relationship is absolutely amazing. We get on each other's nerves, but at the same time, we wouldn't do it without each other, you know?
Right.
So, we've been singing for a very long time, since we both were five. We're 5 years apart, so I was five when I started. She was five when she started, but we started singing together when, let me see, I was five and she was 11.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, wow. And you know what? It's so awesome, like you said, to see sisters to be able to minister together. I had Pastor Kimberly Ray on the show week before last, and we talked about how her sisters and her bond so well in ministry. So that is awesome that you've had the favor that you've been able to minister together. So, Tommy, tell us, is there one that's stronger or more outspoken than the other?
Funny that you would ask that question. Well, both of us are kind of, we're vocal, but Toby really has my mother's traits to the bone. So Toby is really more vocal and blunt with it. That's why we're 5 years apart. Majority of the time, I'm going to say it for her. I am the oldest. But majority of the time, people think she's the oldest simply because she's more serious and more vocal and more, you know, she's really kind of down to the business of it. I'm kind of like the real jovial, you know. I mean, she's friendly too. Don't get that wrong. She's not mean. She's friendly, but I'm kind of more going to joke with you more quicker than she is. So, she's a little bit more vocal than I am, but we both, we'll say what's going on. But Toby got it hands down.
See, listeners, this is the behind the music interview. This is the behind the music.
Oh, yeah.
But certainly you all have your voices, just the harmony, you just mesh so well together. And so certainly I do want to mention you all have had the opportunity to grace many stages, many platforms. You certainly with Donald Lawrence and the company is who we see you with so consistently. How was it starting out working with Donald Lawrence?
You know what? It was mind-blowing to know that someone that's pretty much a genius, he's amazing.
Yeah.
Donald Lawrence, an amazing person. I remember I've been singing with him for, this is Toby, I've been singing with him for like about 12 years. And how it all started was through Dwayne Woods. Dwayne hit me up and was like, you know what? You know, Donald's looking for some sopranos. And I'm like, Donald who? Because I couldn't believe it.
Right.
Talking about Donald Lawrence, the Donald Lawrence. And so Donald had came to Kansas City and heard me sing, and he talked to me after that event. And then the next thing you know, I was going out with him to sing with him. And, of course, as time went on, I had conceived, and it was time for me to have my child. And Donald reached out to me and was like, Toby, you can't make it. Who can I bring in to, you know, kind of sing your spot? And I was like, my sister can come and do it. And so that's how she started singing with Donald. So she's been with Donald for 8 years. I've been with him for about 11, 12 years. Oh, yeah.
Wow. And like you said, you've been able to just travel so much together. Tommy, does the traveling ever get on your nerves, or is it just like a new experience every single time?
It's a new experience every single time. I mean, I really honor God for being able to travel. As much as we're traveling right now, God is opening up doors, and I mean, we're running through them. But it's been amazing. It's a new experience because it was a time where I wasn't able to travel like I am, and it's just amazing when I step foot on a plane and, you know, praying for safe travel, I really thank him because I'm like, wow, I'm really seeing cities that I've dreamed about seeing or places that I just wish, like, oh, I wish I can go there. And God has just opened the doors and bringing those dreams to fruition, and it's mind-blowing. It never gets old. Of course, I miss my babies. I got two boys, but I miss my babies. But it's a blessing. I enjoy every minute of it. The ministry aspect is wonderful. And then just seeing how God just, you know, being able to see these different places, it's wonderful. I love it.
Wow. And you all have shared the stages with people such as Chaka Khan and Patti LaBelle and Mary Mary and Vanessa Bell Armstrong, Hezekiah Walker, Donnie McCorkle, and the list goes on. So now we're at the point of you all are working on your own project. So Tommy, tell us, how did that get kicked off?
Well, actually, Toby and I, we started singing together, and we just said, you know what, we think it's time for us to go ahead and move forward in our ministry. And Donald really started ministering to us, talking to us, really more so on our sistership. You know, he was, no matter what, you guys stay together. Don't let anything come between you. You keep ministering, you know, stay there for each other because you're family most of all. And, you know, things will come and go, but you guys stay together no matter what, which is introduced the song Through the Fire that he said that, you know, it, he was led for us to sing by Shaka Khan. So,
yes.
We was like, really? You mean the Shaka Khan? You know, but he was like, yeah. So we were able to record that, and he loved it. And you know, God really blessed through that. And so Toby and I, we really just started walking out on faith in ministry and stepping out within our ministry to do our own. So now we're here with Light.
Yes.
So our new single Light, released on July the 9th.
Right.
So we've been pushing it and going forth ever since.
Yes. Yeah.
And I could only imagine, Toby, the different types of songs that you had access to. How did you choose Light for your single?
Wow. Well, you know, Brandon Avery Smith is the young guy that we have a connection with, and he, you know, hit us up and was like, you know, I have a song. So we were like, okay, cool. He let us hear it, and it was one of those simple songs that you hear, but it just has a powerful meaning. And so, you know, we always joked about how when, you know, us as church, you know, we church folks, so we like, he brought me out of the darkness into the marvelous light, praise God. And so we joked about it, but then when we heard the song, we were like, wow, this is, it's simple, but it has such a powerful message. And we just knew that Light would be so, you know, radio friendly, but not just radio friendly. It was, you know, just a song that you can find yourself singing or humming around the house.
You know,
stay in your spirit, you know, saying he's the light. You know, when you find yourself in a dark spot or in a dark place, you know, you can go back and remember that, you know, he's the way, the truth, and the life. So he is the light of the world. And so that's how we chose the song. You know, it was simple, but it had such a powerful meaning behind it. So we were like, this is the one that we wanted to come out with first.
Phenomenal. And listeners, you're going to get to hear the light. You're going to get to hear that. So don't go anywhere. If you just tuned in, we say hello. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And I'm here with Toby and Tommy. Listen, you can find them on Twitter. You can find them on Facebook, T-O-B-B-I. And T-O-M-M-I. There you go. There you have it. I've tagged them on Facebook and also posted in Twitter, so that'll be an easy way to connect there. So the rest, the full project, when do you anticipate the full project being available?
You know what? Next year in 2004, we're looking – I said 2004, I'm sorry, 2014. We're looking at February. We're thinking – February may be a good month, but definitely the early stage of next year. So we're really excited. We can't wait for you all to hear the full project. We're so excited.
Yes. Oh, we will be waiting. Certainly we will be waiting in anticipation. Do you have your producers already lined up, your other writers that you're working with on the project?
Yeah, we have a couple of people who we have been working with, of course, Brandon Avery Smith. We have Eric King Jr. that produced Light. We also have, I want to say his name is Corey Williams, I do believe. He's producing a song or two. We have a couple of good people, you know, some new friends that we've been introduced to, and their gift is just amazing, and we're just amazed by the connection and the chemistry that we have. So.
Yeah.
Excited because it's definitely a wow factor, all of us coming together and the gift that's within everyone, how it just comes together is amazing. It really is mind-blowing. So yeah,
wonderful. We are definitely going to keep our eye out on that. Do you have any events coming up where people will be able to see you? I know I saw on your Twitter you just got back from Vegas.
Yes.
How was Vegas?
It was amazing.
Wonderful.
It was so great. We have had the opportunity to be on the Break Every Chain tour, and it was awesome. And we were in Vegas. We just got back today, And we have so many other things lined up. We'll be with Kiara Sheard. I mean, it's just so many great things. And we are just so appreciative to God for every door that's been opened. And we put up a list. We have our little, our promo tour schedule up on our fan page on Facebook. And we also posted it on Twitter and Instagram. So if you see a city on there, come on out, and we would love to mingle with you, talk to you, and spend some time with you while we're in your city. We love meeting new people and new friends. So
wonderful.
Yeah.
There you go. You have ways to connect with them. Now, what else I want to say about you ladies is that you all, like I started out saying, you always look good, makeup, everything is tight. Can you give a few tips for maybe some of the sisters that may be listening that struggle a little bit in the area? And I'm going to say some of the fuller sisters that may struggle a little bit in the area of their clothes.
Oh, Lord. Well,
crazy.
We first want to say thank you, Mama.
Exactly.
Thank you, Mama. Ernestine White, she is our stylist.
Absolutely.
She's made our clothes since birth. Amen?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Go ahead,
our
Mama.
Our mother is our seamstress. She makes our clothes. However, our mother has poured into us ever since we were little girls, and we, grow up, and she's always told us, you always got to stay this way, keep clean, make sure your hair is right, make sure your dress is on right, make sure it feels good, and you ain't tugging at stuff, it's right. Then when we got older and we, became fuller figure women, the Bible said, gird your loins. Hey, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The saints don't understand. Come with me. Walk with me, church. You gotta keep yourself. It's the right foundation. Everything as far as it plays a part in full figure women. And trying to be healthy. We are both working out. We are staying healthy. We don't believe you have to be a stick to be healthy. We believe that you just have to be healthy in your eating habits and no high cholesterol and the heart and all that stuff. So that we practice as well. But basically it's the foundation. We kind of make sure the things that we choose looks right on us, and it's flattering to our shape. You have to be aware of that. Also, being in ministry or being a woman,
yes,
we want to be still attractive to ourselves, and so therefore we have to be mindful of what we put it on and how we put it on. So it plays a part in your foundation and making sure that your clothes really complement your shape. You ain't got to buy this stuff. You can just buy the stuff that complements your shape. And makeup-wise, we just love playing makeup. That's something. We do that just looking at we come over to each other's houses and playing makeup. That's something we just do all the time.
Yeah.
So, but and we just experiment. If it don't look right, we don't do that again.
Like, we won't do that again. Well, I love it. I just want to highlight that because it is increasingly as I go to concerts, as I go to different things, increasingly I just see how clothing can impact or hinder someone's ministry because you're focused on why does she have that short dress on, why you should be paying attention to, what they're ministering. So I just wanted to bring up that you all do a good job of that.
Thank you
so much.
We have to. We are representing the bigger figure sisters.
Yeah, and we're still working on it, too.
Yes.
So we're still trying to, better ourselves in that.
Yes.
So. Yeah.
And trust me, having a mother as a stylist, Mama ain't going to play that either. Oh, she'd be like, no, you're not.
Like, no, you could go back again. We're gonna try that again.
Exactly.
All right, listeners, so that was some free advice for you right there. And I know you're anxious and you're waiting. So we're going to play right now Light, the single, Toby and Tommy. How can people, can they purchase it? Is it available for purchase yet?
Well, it's on iTunes, it's on Amazon, it's on CD Baby, so it's there. And, of course, if you see us in person, we have download cards that we can also give to you. They're just $1. So
right now,
they're just on the online, so you can purchase them online.
Fabulous. Well, thank you, ladies, so much for taking the time out. I know a busy travel schedule, and you might have jet lag and all that good stuff, but thank you so much for stopping by the show. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you. You're so sweet.
Oh,
we appreciate your spirit. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, listeners, here we go.
brought me out of darkness.
He brought me out of darkness
into the marvelous light.
Into the marvelous light.
You say
he brought me out of darkness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Into the marvelous light.
So we shall glow.
Delighted to have Minister Ty Berkeley. He is hanging out in the virtual green room. I'm going to be bringing him to the mic. He's originally from Baltimore, but is now in the capital city of Richmond, so we can claim him as our own. He uses his gift of Christ-infused rap to reach the youth, really of all ages. He's a worship leader. He's a minister. He is a speaker, a motivational speaker, and we are delighted to have him joining the show so we can also chat with him and his upcoming CD entitled Transition. And we're going to the mic right now, and we're bringing on air Mr. Minister Ty Berkeley. Hello. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hello, Ms. Charvette. How are you doing today?
I am doing awesome. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome as well. Thank you very much. Excited to be on your show today.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I want to make sure our listeners know all about you. So certainly I'd love to start from the beginning. How did ministry and music ministry start for you?
Okay, well, I started off doing music, period, at the age of probably 14. I used to try to, you know, rap along amongst my friends as I was younger. And I used to do that. It was positive rap, but it never really had a title, whether, like, per se, whether it was Christian or if it was just positive music. So I like to classify it as more positive music more than anything. So what happened was, once I got saved, I realized that I had a gift to rap. So I asked myself, how can I do this that it would glorify God? So I started, you know, I got connected with a good friend of mine named JT Logan.
Yes.
And I presented to him, you know, what was going on with my mind. And, you know, he got me excited and eager and ready to go. And that's where Christian rap came from, out of me.
Wow. And so how do the lyrics come to you? How do you, because, and I said this before, like rap, you have to have strong lyrics. Some other types of singing, you can have a, you know, cue hook and you're good, but you have to have some words. You have to be saying something with rap. So how do the lyrics come to you?
Well, most of the time it comes from real life revelation. I can think about certain things that has happened to me over the course of my life, and I begin to think, you know, how does this relate to somebody else? Because what I've learned about anything in life that you go through or anything in life that you experience is somebody else out there in the world that's probably experiencing the same thing. So I felt that being able to put that in within a song and be able to pass that out to the world was another way to connect with people.
Yes, 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 yes. And I think that's an awesome way to put it in and to frame it up, because people connect with things that apply to them or they feel that has some application in their lives. So awesome. Would you say that you target the youth, or it just happens to be that typically this genre of music youth are more attracted to?
Well, I think it's a little of both. Typically, most people, they attach rap to teens. They attach rap to youth, and they attach rap to just the younger generation. However, the way that God has blessed me to be able to rap, I'm not sure, in your face, you know, yelling in the music type of rapper. I'm more of a neo-soul type of rapper where you can actually hear those type of words and stuff that I'm saying. So I've been blessed to be able to connect with older people and younger people. So, you know, I'm just grateful that I'm able to connect with the youth, because it's so vital to get to the youth at such a young age, because they're going up against a lot of different things in this world and society right now. And I just figured that, you know, if I could do something that's relative and relational to their current lifestyle, then I figured like that would be a blessing to them as well.
Wonderful. And so tell us, you're working on an upcoming project, upcoming CD called Transition. How are you pulling that together?
Oh, man, it's simply amazing. I had a wow moment today, even just thinking about just what God has done and how He stretched me through this process. But
yeah.
just to get to your question at hand, it's a little of both. Like I've been thinking about a lot of the stuff that I've experienced in just a year, and just how God has took me from a place where I used to be content, where I used to be just lacking, where I used to just not feel wanted and appreciated, and He took me to a completely different place where I feel
like I'm secure
in who I am, I'm secure in what I believe, and I'm secure in my walk with Christ, that I now understand what God is doing and I understand what God is saying. So through that was where Transition came, because through this album, I'm standing on the scripture, 2 Corinthians 5:17, and it says that any man who be in Christ has become a new creation. Old things have passed away, but behold, a new thing hath begun. So what has happened is I saw, you know, through the revelation of my life and through my testimony, where God has brought me from a place of where I used to be to where I am now, and transition it, I really believe that in this season of life, a lot of people are coming into the realization of who they are, and they're starting to stand firm, and they're starting to be consistent in the things that they believe as well.
Yes, I think a lot of people are in that place, or if they are not, they want to be. If they're not, they want to be. So tell us about some of the songs, the raps you've selected for this project, Transition.
Okay, well, it's actually going to be it's going to be a mixture of rapping, and it will be a little singing. A lot of people don't know that I do sing a little bit as
all
well.
Right,
so
all right,
all right. So it will be some singing songs on that as well. But it's I promise you, this CD right here has really showed me some of the things in music that I never saw or never heard before. So I got it's a good flow of music, how everything seems like a live feel to it. So it kind of gets you, it's this kind of CD that you can just put in and just play it all the way through, because it has substance. I really feel like it was a lot of creativity put into this, even down to the producers I work with. I met a guy out in Washington, D.C. at an event that I ministered at, and he just came up to me and he just said, you know, I don't know what it is about you, but God told me that, you know, that that we needed to connect and we needed to work together. So what happened was he produced practically half of my project and didn't charge a dime.
Wow.
Didn't charge a dime. So from that was another wild moment for me, but I actually realized how intentional God was in everything that he did, because everything flows, and it flows just, and it's in sync with the title of the album, Transition. So it's amazing. So I'm so excited. I got a couple local artists that will be on this project with me as well. Ty Francis, Vernon
Love
Gordon,
him.
JoJo Clark, a few of Richmond locals that will be a part of the project. Some of them will be doing background. Some of them will be featured. I'm just so, so excited about what God is going to do through this project and the glory that he will get from it.
Amen. If you just tuned in, hello. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're in our artist spotlight with Mr. Minister Todd Berkeley. You want to keep your eye on him. Upcoming project, Transition. Tell people how they can connect with you on all your social networking sites.
Okay. Well, I actually have a list of them. I try to be wherever people is, and not so much that people will remember me, but I believe that my social networking sites are tools to promote the kingdom. So
yeah.
I'm very particular with the things that I post. I'm very particular with the things that I say, because I believe that not only am I a reflection of me and my family, but I also am a reflection of my creator. So it's very important that I model that also in my social network. So I'm on Instagram, Ty_Berkeley. I'm on Twitter @Ty_Berkeley. I'm also on SocialCam @Ty_Berkeley. I'm on Reverb Nation. And as well, I have a website, TyBerkeley.com. It's under construction. We had it up before, but God was dealing with me on some transitioning stuff even onto the website. So we're reconstructing that a little bit, and that should be up by next week. And those are all the, you know, the networking sites. I'm also on LinkedIn as well. So I just try to be wherever I can be, just to promote the kingdom and to glorify God.
Wonderful, wonderful. And certainly, listeners, you can, if you follow me on Twitter, follow me on Facebook, I have posted and I have tagged and I have tweeted, so that's an easy way. And I want to confirm the spelling of the last name is Berkeley. So we want to make sure you all have that. Minister Ty Berkeley. And we're going to let listeners hear your single, right?
Awesome, yes. The single is titled Transition. And this was produced by Minister JT Logan.
Oh, outstanding, outstanding, who is an artist in and of himself, and graphic artist and marketing person. So shout out to him. Shout out. So you are also engaged.
Yes, ma'am.
Congratulations.
Praise God. I appreciate that so much. So that's the other interesting part about this, that I'm planning an album and an engagement at the same time. So very, very interesting. I often get that question a lot. Well, how are you doing it? But it's more so one of those things where she's pushing me to do this album, which
is an awesome
thing
to have
somebody in your corner that supports your dreams and only wants to see the best in you through it. So even in spite of us planning for a wedding, she still desires for me to continue to keep my dreams and my passion at the forefront, and I'm so excited and I'm very appreciative of her.
Wonderful. Big shout out to her. I just wanted to throw that in. I saw that on your Facebook. See, listeners, when you connect with people on your Facebook and your Twitter, you get to know a little bit. I call it the behind the music, you know, the behind the scenes, and it helps people to connect with you. And so certainly you are a worship leader. You are a minister. You do many things. What kind of is your final thing? And I'll kind of cap this off with the goal of my show. So the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What continues to motivate you?
It continues to motivate me because what continues to motivate me is more so knowing that there's always a need. There's always a need that needs to be met. There's always a person who needs to be reached. And I feel as long as I have breath in my body, there's an assignment for me to do. I feel like what I was put here on this earth to do by God was to motivate and encourage. God has blessed me just to be able to just encourage people in these different forms, whether it's speaking, whether it's rapping, singing, or whatever it may be. I feel like that was my passion, and that's what excites me. So it doesn't pull on me to encourage anybody at all times, even if I'm going through. So that's what I'm passionate about. I'm passionate about seeing people prosper. I'm passionate about seeing people develop spiritual gifts and to progress in life. So all of this goes hand in hand with transitioning from coming out of a place of just not having anything, but coming into the newness that God is releasing this in this earth at this time right now.
All right. Well, I think that's a great segue to let listeners hear the single Transition. Of course, keep your eye and your ear out for Ty Berkeley, all of the connection points we gave you. Make sure you connect with them. And again, it was great just to have you on the show, Ty.
Oh, I'm honored, and I really appreciate you having me, Charvette.
Oh, you're quite welcome. All right, listeners, here we go. Take a listen. Transition by Ty Berkeley.
Right path, it's a transition. Hard work, determination is my ambition. To follow after God, stay in position. Leading souls back to Christ is the Great Commission. I learned that, you match that. The blunt flow, you pass that. That God love, I'm on that. Inhale that. You feel that, we on track. We don't fall, we bounce back. That boomerang, where is that? You see that, our God's back. To save a word from immorality, I know you heard the lies they told, but this is the reality. To change the mental structure in the world, anatomy. I know there's many distractions all around, but you gotta see. It's a new day, period. Watch me take it all to God, I know he'll deliver it. I'ma stand still and play my position. A living testimony, I'm the real definition. That's right, with God they can't stop me. The haters can't knock me, the devil can't block me. With God on my side, I'm complete, nothing missing. Yeah, this is a new transition. 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 Godspeed, I'm on another level. As I climb higher, prepared to face the devil. But I'm strapped, word strong, call me a rebel. In the middle of this war, pedal to the metal. Holy Spirit guide me. When flesh comes deny me, confine me, blind me, cannot see. Shift the focus, atmosphere and light sunshiny. He's the light when darkness is around. John 5 me. If I'm not moving, my faith is dead. It's time to wake it up. Transition, get ahead. Continue pressing towards the mark. Future ahead. And it's looking real good. Not in my head. It's a new day, period. Watch me take it all to God, I know he'll deliver it. I'ma stand still and play my position. A living testimony, I'm the real definition. That's right, with God they can't stop me. The haters can't knock me, the devil can't block me. With God on my side, I'm complete, nothing missing. Yeah, this is a new transition. This is a new transition. This is a new transition. Corinthians 5:17, it says that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old is gone, the new life has begun.
Places you can have an easy way to connect there with all of our guests that appear today. Outstanding, outstanding show. Listen, that's going to be a wrap. We're going to check back with you next week for another edition of the Starvet Mental Radio Show. Peace and love.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Signing off.